From SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress based on.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, Pittsburgh area youth talk about protests and rallies and read original poetry. But first, high school students at Propel Andrew Street talk about the importance of learning how to produce media.
My name is Jamal, and I do go to Propel Andrew Street, and I'm in 10th grade.
My name is Dallas, I'm 17, I go to Propel Andrew Street.
My name is Eddie Banks, I'm 16 years old, I'm in 11th grade.
My name is Darius, I'm in 10th grade, and I go to Propel Andrew Street.
I'm Dwayne Kuzor, I'm 11th grade.
My name's Portia. I go to Purple Andrew Street. I'm 17. I'm in 11th grade, and we're in graphic design.
Everyone's working on, they're using Adobe Illustrator to make cartoon characters. We also use Photoshop a whole lot.
Yeah, I experienced Photoshop. I didn't experience it that much when I was younger and stuff because I didn't have much tech computer access.
Usually we always use computers for, doing research or essays or projects, stuff like here. It's just like, you come here and whatever you want to work on, you feel like you just want to make a little cool picture, just chill. It's just whatever you want to work on. We just give you the projects and give you the tools to do it, and you can just do what you want with it.
Well, I think it's good we're learning this because we can go into any field with this. It's for athletes. If you want to make your own brand, you have to be able to utilize and make your own logos.
If you're good at media and managing your Twitter and all that, it kind of helps you because it brings a lot more attention to you. If you know how to make your own highlight tape, send it out to a lot of people. That brings more attention to you, and then a lot of more coaches, college coaches, and a lot of opportunities to come for you.
So the studio is used for artists in the school to make their own songs. Well, we had one artist who made it fairly far. His name was Zende. He recorded a lot of his songs in there, and on certain days, we got a couple kids in here, and they'll freestyle just to have fun, because each student is different for real. Yeah, well, there's hidden talents. We're all unique in our own ways.
Peace, what up? This is Mr. Cook speaking. Some of the things that, I try to bring to my students is just an excitement about learning, an excitement about embracing our culture, hip-hop culture, youth culture, and student voice. And then also is a love of technology. That's something that's critical, that our students have access to technology, have technological skills where they can create the future. They can create graphics, they can create music, they can create videos, and have all the skills associated with those different fields of media.
In this class, we also analyze the media, share our opinions about it. For example, this school is predominantly black, so in this class, it's we talk about what's going on in the black communities, or basically what's happening today, current events, what we hear about, what we see every day, and we try to look at the positive sides to that.
Hi, my name is Mr. Spurgel. Been working a lot with Mr. Cook in the media production classes, doing digital design work, some filmmaking stuff, media analysis, looking at what's happening and kind of talking about it in a very open and free way, and it's really refreshing.
We cover a lot in this class, anywhere from hip-hop songs to politics. We could have any type of conversation. It could be it could be a lesson, it could be a joke in a round day, or it could just be stuff that we need to know in the future that Mr. Cook wants us to know. Even if we don't think what he's talking about is important, at the end we're going to realize, okay, this is important, what he was saying. I want to be an engineer when I get older, so I know some way this is going to connect to it eventually.
For me, it's about justice. It's about giving my students, no matter what their socioeconomic status or their racial background, but giving them access and skills that people from more well-to-do backgrounds would have access to. So it's really about giving my students the skills they need to thrive in a new economy.
Now, eighth graders from Assumption School in Pittsburgh read original poetry about a favorite memory and a metaphor for life.
Hi, my name's Elena. I'm in eighth grade. I go to Assumption School. Here we are, preparing for yet another Thanksgiving. In the kitchen, preparing foods that we were just beginning. Turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, and pie. The list was endless. Many foods, oh my. Weather so chilly, leaves so bright, I have much to be thankful for on this special night. A familiar feeling, a memory's past, but something felt different with the memories last. Our family was present, this much we knew. New faces were coming, which felt awkward and new. Soon new guests will arrive from lands far and wide. What will they be like? I have nothing to hide. Venezuelan, Colombian, Jamaican, faces new and different experiences. That familiar feeling was fading away. What could I learn on this Thanksgiving day? We sat at the table to give thanks and eat. Stuffing, mashed potatoes, green beans, and meat. Pumpkin with whipped cream like fluff. New foods too many. What is this stuff? Our faces look different and the way we dress. But when you look past the surface, we are the same more or less. In the depths of our hearts, we give thanks on this day. We represent this world, joining together to pray.
Hi, I'm Jason. I'm 14, and I go to Assumption, and I live in Wexford. The sun arises, and life is new. We find out things we never knew. We learn the ways of good and bad. We learn the feelings of happy and sad. The sun keeps rising at an alarming pace. Now we start to find our place. We feel things never felt before. We take the new paths, open the new door. The sun still rising now replaces joy with fears. The freedom of innocence now disappears. The sun reaches its golden top. We feel our happiness will never stop. We shine golden like the sun. Our real worlds have just begun. Happiness, laughter, it fills all the day. But nothing gold can ever stay. The sun starts to drop. And our youth begins to stop. But life still moves on, beginning to fall. Now we think we know it all. Our places in life begin to show. We realize the world, the one we know. The sun's descent is moving fast. We start to wish these years would last. Then we come to glance at the one true foe. Death begins to knock on our window. The sun still falls, darkening our sigh. These years keep traveling, keep moving on by. But death still waits and stalks us in the darkness. He waits for the day when our soul he'll harness. Now the sun has come near its end. We see death waiting round the bend. But now we still keep going. We begin to let our true selves start showing. We start to leave a legacy behind. We keep searching, hoping we will find. We look for a way to stay here forever. But we realize, is this for the worse or the better? The sun is now at the day's close. We try to make amends with all our foes. Now the day ends in discreet, and it's death the one whom we meet. But through all the laughter, through all the tears, forever remembered are the golden years.
In our last segment, students talk about protests, rallies, and sit-ins. This conversation is part of Streaming Justice, a 5-hour teen-hosted talk show that aired on Martin Luther King Day. Hear more at neighborhoodvoices.org.
What makes something worth protesting? What do you guys think?
Severe injustices.
Yeah, I think as long as you, like, really, really care about something and something's really is going against what you feel and you realize that it can't be solved with violent action, you know, violence can't be solved with more violence, only love can do that. Mm-hmm. That's when it's time for a peaceful protest.
Yeah.
And, like, when something is just, like, seriously not right, but like a just you thing, if you know what I mean. But like you're noticing it and someone else has noticed it as well, and both of you are like, we need to stop this.
Do you know of any type of protest? Like, what type of protest do you know about? Or have you ever experienced one? Or
one time while I was waiting for the bus, there was like a march going on. They just sort of marched down the street and it was really weird. I don't even know what they were marching for. They had signs.
I participated in the Women's March for Pittsburgh.
I really wanted to go.
Yeah, same. It was great. Everyone had sort of really cool signs, and we just kind of walked around the block, and it was surprisingly casual. I expected there to be more solemnity, but it was kind of just, oh, hey, I'm here. I probably have friends here, you know? And it was just kind of...
I remember, like, early last year, I think it was, like, a women's march, and it was, like, where my mom took me, like, there's a woman speaking, and there were, like, there's also a transgender woman there with, like, a really adorable dog.
Oh.
With a really adorable dog.
Yeah, like...
I love how you noted that.
Yeah.
Dogs are great.
I remember when I went to Paris 4 years ago. It was not the best day. And I remember on the tour bus, I just saw all of these people outside just, like, protesting. And, like, the police with, you know, like, all of the protest equipment and the guard stuff just there. And turns out it was a historical event that I actually found out about, although I forget what it was.
I had something else.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
So, how about that bloody Westboro Baptist Church protest?
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Who wants to go first?
In case you didn't know, the Westboro Baptist Church came to Pittsburgh a while back, and they were protesting a bunch of various things, and they actually protested at Oakland Catholic, which I know Oi goes to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you there
for that?
Creepy.
So, no, I was not there for that. I actually did not go to school that day because we had a half day that day because they're like, there's a hate group that's protesting. And I was just like, they should have canceled school because I don't feel safe going to school because my mom will not be able to pick me up because she has to work. And it was just like, I could not go. So I stayed home. But I know that, like, some of my friends said that they were going to join the counter protest. What about you, Nadir? Because you also go to Oakland Catholic.
Yeah, I went to school, unfortunately, but I was, like, terrified, and luckily I was, like, out of that area. My grandma picked me up that day, and then, like, I was out of that area as soon as school ended.
Why do you think the counter-protest was so important?
I think that the counter-protest was so important because it was a hate group that was protesting in, like, a very liberal area, which is Oakland. And, you know, you have the colleges there, you have the schools there, and it's, like, a city type area, so it's very liberal. And of course there was going to be a huge counter protest. In fact, I even heard that the protest itself wasn't that big, but the counter protest was pretty big. And what makes it so important is that people are like, we're not going to stand for this hatred.
Yeah, I think it's really important that if you see something that's sort of going on and it's just not right, that, you know, you organize a movement against it.
So, what do you think is the difference between a rally and a protest?
I think rallies are, in general, more directed towards something.
Yeah.
Maybe there'd be, like, really bad example, but maybe your boss isn't paying you as much as you like, so you and your coworkers organize a rally against it. It'd be a very small rally, but it'd be a rally. Whereas I think protests are more to combat a general idea.
Yeah.
So, like, while I was at the Women's March, it was wasn't to combat, like, one specific company. It was to combat sort of sexism just everywhere.
It's a very hard question, but I think, like, the difference between rallies and protests is that with rallies, it could be towards good or bad. Like, you could rally against something, and you can also rally for something.
Yeah.
But with protests, it's most of the time, usually, you're protesting against something.
How have protests been portrayed recently in the media, do you think? When you think of maybe sit-ins or something, like peaceful protests like that, when they're sitting at diners, and they're not, they're supposed to be really stoic, and people are, like, talking at them. What do you think? How are they supposed to be portrayed?
In the news, protests are usually portrayed as something really, really chaotic.
Yeah.
Because, like, in the news, they're just like, it's chaos everywhere. But, like, when you actually go to a protest, you're just like, oh, this is actually really chill.
Yeah.
Like, sort of the same thing. But I think, for the most part, protests are portrayed, like, pretty accurately.
Yeah. It really depends on the protest, from what I've seen. It's like, sometimes they'll be like, oh, this march against sexism is going really well, and blah, blah, blah. Sometimes we'll be like, it's chaos! The sky is falling!
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org. Youth Express. Catch the future.